Boker Tov. And I don't know if you've heard stories of this or not, but there's stories told about different rabbis who, when they would go to vote in the elections in Israel, so they would literally dress up in their Shabbat clothes, and they would, with such simcha, that they had that opportunity to vote. So not my Shabbat clothes. I can't say that's the way I felt this morning when I voted before I came here. But I can say that I do remember the first time that I was able to vote when I moved back to Israel. And I'm pretty sure I still have some selfies that I took that morning. And it was like a big deal. And I wasn't the only one. I know other people, when they make Aliyah, like that first time that you have that option to vote is very exciting. It's like that newness, that freshness, that you're able to vote here in Medinat Yisrael. The very first pasuk of Shlishi says the following thing. It says, "Hayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasot et hachukim ha'ele v'et ha'mishpatim v'shamarta v'asito otam v'chol v'avcha v'chol nafshecha." It says, "Hayom hazeh, this day, God commanded you to do the chukim, the mishpatim, etc." There's only one problem with this pasuk, right? We're in Parashat Ki Tavo. This is not Hayom hazeh. This is not the day that Hashem commanded us. This is 40 years later. What does it mean, Hayom Hazeh? This is the day that that Hashem commanded them to do all these things. So there's different explanations. Part of what I'm saying is based on something I heard from Rav Yamin Goldsmith. So he quotes the Al-Sheikh, who says that this was the day that was 40-year anniversary of the day of Matan Torah. And the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah that it takes 40 years, okay, forget about Shana Ben, 40 years till you learn the Derech of your Rebbe. That's how long it takes to really learn from them. So 40 years later, he says, this is the day that Hashem gave it to you. Now you finally actually understood what I'm saying and really understood what all the Torah. And he points out that it's an emphasis on Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha lasot. Don't think that even though it's been 40 years since Matan Torah, and I've been the one teaching you until now, nothing is mine. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is exactly what Hashem commanded, and not anything that I added or interpreted. So that's one possibility of understanding this pasuk. But Rashi says something else. Rashi says, "Ayom hazeh Hashem Elokecha mitzavcha." Listen carefully. "B'chol yom yiyu be'einecha chadashim ki'ilu bo b'yom nitztavita aleihem." Every single day, it should be new to you, like today was the day that it was commanded. Hayom hazeh. It's 40 years later, it's 40 years after Matan Torah. But hayom hazeh, you should feel like it was given today. It was commanded to you exactly today. It's one of the challenges of anything that we do in life, but certainly when it comes to Torah and mitzvot, is how do you feel hayom hazeh? I remember when I was growing up, they used to have a commercial for cornflakes. Cornflakes, I believe, is one of the first cereals, if not the first cereal that was made popular as a cereal. And it's a pretty plain kind of a cereal. And so their campaign was, taste them again for the first time. Right? We've been saying every morning now in Elul, we say, "L'David Hashem Ori," and there's a famous idea. It says, "Achat shal timeet Hashem." I ask one thing. What does he ask? David HaMelech says, "Shifti b'beit Hashem kol yimei chayai." I want to dwell in the Beit Hashem, in the Beit HaMikdash, in the Beit HaMidrash, all my life. But then he says, "Lachzot b'ron Hashem, l'vaker b'eichalo." I want to be visiting his Heichal, his Beit HaMikdash. So which one is it? Does he want to be a dweller in the Beit HaMikdash, or does he want to be a visitor in the Beit HaMikdash? Which one does he want to be? So many explain that it's exactly that he wants to be both. Because he's coming every single day, right? You do the same thing every day. We're going to talk about tefillin today, right? You've been putting on tefillin, hopefully, every day since your bar mitzvah. Alright, so the first time you put it on, maybe it was exciting, maybe it was a little hard to put it on, right? Okay, it was new, it was fresh. But then, every day, for years and years and years, it's not so exciting anymore. He's going to be sitting in the Beit HaMidrash, in the Beit HaMikdash, every single day, Shifti b'Beit Hashem kol yimei chayai. But he wants to feel like he's a visitor. He wants to feel like it's that first time. That first time you went to the Kotel, not the 3,000th time that you went to the Kotel. That first time that you opened up a Gemara, not the 3,000th time that you opened up a Gemara. And that's the challenge that I think we have every single day, everything that we do. How do we feel like Hayom Hazeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcha Lasot? How do we feel like every day it's fresh, it's new? So I want to just end with a thought, maybe how to do that. One of the ways to do that And this is something that, you know, in yeshiva might be easier because in many ways some of this stuff is new. You've been doing some of these things. Some of you have not been doing certain things, and now you're doing things for the first time. Some of you have been doing things, but maybe you didn't learn about it before. Maybe it didn't have as much meaning before. Today you're going to learn about tefillin, and you'll hear we're going to go to Machon Ot. We're going to go to a place which will show you the insides and show you different things. So maybe it'll seem a little bit fresh. It'll be something that'll be new for you because you're learning about it, something new. Take one mitzvah. Make it your mitzvah of the week, maybe. And say, okay, this week, when I put on my tzitzit, I'm going to wait an extra 3 seconds and think, what exactly am I doing? What is the significance of putting on tzitzit every day? Tomorrow, when you put on tefillin, take 3 seconds before you put on your tefillin. Think about the things that you're going to learn today and say, what is different today? What am I going to do to make today different and new because of something that I learned yesterday about the thing that I'm going to do? I'll give you something to do in 30 seconds from now. You're going to take off your tefillin, you're going to go downstairs, and you're about to eat breakfast. I just mentioned cornflakes. Whatever it is that you're eating, right? Cornflakes are adama, by the way, if they're from Kellogg's. Depends on which company you have them from. Okay, right? You're about to make a bracha. Take 3 seconds and say, what am I doing when I make this bracha? Make it something that's new and fresh that I'm going to do today. Hayom hazeh. Right now, I'm about to I'm about to make a bracha on something. Why don't you take 2 seconds and say, what can I do to think about it a little more, learn about it a little more, what are the words that I'm saying, and make it something that's new and that's fresh. As David HaMelech said, as the cornflakes commercial says, taste them again for the first time. Make it something that's fresh, even though you do it every day. Levaker Behechalom. Boker Tov.